We're now joined by Emily Sparks, Chief Development Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Louisiana. Emily,
good
welcome
morning.
Back.
Thank you for having me here. Glad to be back.
So glad to have you. So, Boys and Girls Club, you guys got a lot of stuff going on right now.
We do have a lot of stuff going on. We actually kick off back-to-school programming on the 21st. So just wrapped up a really amazing summer in our 9 clubs across our footprint, 5 here in Baton Rouge. We served almost 1,000 kids this summer in June and July. So they're all biting at the bit to get back into the clubs and with our great mentors and staff in just literally a couple weeks. So
you guys are obviously a Boys and Girls Club of Metro Louisiana. So it's not just of Baton Rouge or just New Orleans or the North. I mean, you do most of South Louisiana, Southeast Louisiana.
We really are South Louisiana. Our main office is actually here in Baton Rouge. We do have an office in New Orleans, but with the majority of the clubs being here in Baton Rouge, and then we have clubs in the city of New Orleans across the river in Gretna, as well as on the North Shore in Covington and Slidell.
So what does the Boys and Girls Club do for the community?
For the community. So we serve youth age 6 to 18 and that's through our after-school programming that I was just speaking about, as well as summer programming. And we focus on 3 pillars of service that are academic success, healthy lifestyles, as well as character and leadership development.
So full disclosure, I was on the board of the Boys and Girls Club for over a decade. I love the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, it's just always been such a cool thing. And I remember being back on the board where people talked about the most critical time in a child's life is between 3 and 6 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, just across the state of Louisiana, there's over 300,000 kids that really have nowhere else to go. So that's why we are continuing to look for opportunities to open new clubs. Here in Baton Rouge, we actually have a really cool program that kids actually go to the club in the school in which they attend. Transportation continues to be a challenge for us, and I think a lot of other organizations. So eliminating that that barricade for the kids, we create that really special opportunity and are a direct extension of the school day, which is, you know, keeping them on track to promote on time and graduate from high school.
And I would be very shocked if things had changed since then, but back when I was really active with the Boys and Girls Club, the kids who were actually in Boys and Girls Club were a full letter grade above their peers who weren't involved in the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yeah. We still track all that data through grade cards as well as through our annual survey that our club members participate in. And across the line, especially in critical subjects like English and math, our club members are outperforming their peers and standardized testing, their grade performance, their on-track grade promotion, you know, high school graduation. So definitely the programming that we're utilizing, it's probably changed a little bit, but built off the same standard and continues to provide really great outcomes for our kids.
So when you're sitting there looking for an organization that's having an impact on kids, when you can show measurable data that shows, hey, the kids who are involved in our program are really getting a massive benefit, that's a good story to be able to tell.
It absolutely is. And the great thing is, I think, you know, when I look at like our data from last year, 2022, we get our club members, they're signing up as early as age 6. And, you know, last year we served kids, we always serve kids 6 to 18, but 85% of the kids that we served in 2022 were between the grades of 6 and, I mean, age of 6 and 12. So we're getting them on the right path at an early age and giving them a great experience in the club. And that's also what's tying into those great outcomes.
Okay, so you've got clubs here in Baton Rouge, since this is a Baton Rouge radio show. Where are some of the clubs here in town?
Where are they? So we are in Glasgow Elementary, McKinley Elementary, which is new for us this year. We are in our Magnolia Woods Club, And then we're actually Buchanan Elementary and University Terrace merged and have a really great new facility. So our hope is once that school is really fully up and running first year, obviously in the next couple of weeks where we were serving kids there, we'll go into that club. And then we have our Alaska Street Breck facility that serves our teens that has been in place for a couple of years.
So we just came off the summer. You guys had a big program every year for the summer kids. What were some of the things that the kids were doing over the summer?
Oh my gosh, the kids did so many amazing things, like tons of field trips, interactions with LSU players, Saints players. They did football camps. They did back to school jamborees with a couple of Saints players. They were busy every single day. And then we also did a really cool event with our community partners. And that's PB&J, and that's something that the kids look forward to, as well as the staff, as well as our community partners, which is a big luncheon that we invite everyone in during the summer. So we just had that a couple of weeks ago, and that was really fun for everyone.
I got to go to one of those.
Yeah.
I've done that 2 years in a row now. It's really cool. You're sitting there having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, sitting at the table with these kids.
Yeah.
And talking to them and asking them, you know, what's going on. And you're right. They were very excited. Really excited to talk to me. I'm just an old fat guy. What are you worried about? You know, but they're wanting to know, hey, what do you do? Why do you, they're interested in it's great to be with these kids when you're doing that.
Oh yeah. They it's really fun that it's in the summer because they can't wait to sit down with anyone and tell about what they've been doing, about their lives, about what they've done in the clubs. But then to your point, they want to know about you as well as you're sitting there as a guest in their club. And I think that the clubs, they get better every single year. I mean, now we've got performances and it's almost a competition between the clubs on who can put on the best PB&J. So we had some really awesome ones this summer.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. When people think about Boys and Girls Club and they want to get involved, what are some of the ways that people can get involved in a Boys and Girls Club?
Well, I mean, for the after school and summer programming, volunteering is definitely a way that you can get involved. We offer homework help as one of our core programs. And, you know, we have volunteers that come in once a week, once a month. It's really based on their availability that they can come in and help that in that capacity. Of course, giving and supporting us financially is always a big thing. And then you can come in and get involved in our events as well. We have one coming up here in Baton Rouge in October.
I remember we used to go to one of the clubs for the really young kids, the first and second graders. We would read books to them,
mm-hmm.
and then have them read books to us, kind of stuff. And they got such a thrill out of being able to read the books to us because – you know, they were showing off some skills that they were learning because of the Boys and Girls Club.
Right. Yeah. And that's definitely something. That first hour after school, when the club members come in is our power hour. And it really is that direct extension of the school day. And our club directors work directly with the schools to really understand what the club members' needs are academically. And so you can go into any club and support in that way as a volunteer. It could be tutoring help. It could be homework help. It could be reading, as you said. Or if there's a skill that you have, you know, whether it be art or technology or whatever, any of those things, there's definitely opportunities to teach and engage the kids in that way as well.
It's such a cool thing to interact with these kids. And, you know, when you see the excitement on their faces, it makes it worth it.
Absolutely.
And I just have always enjoyed the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, we're talking with Emily Sparks here. Alondra, are we coming up on a break here? Is that?
Got like 4 minutes.
Oh, okay, good. Wasn't paying attention to the clock. See, this is when you get a...
get in a jam.
When you get a guest host in here who doesn't really do this all that much and gets, you know, trying to keep up with things. So, you got some big things coming up here soon.
We do. We have our annual, it's been called Steak and Steak in the past. We're changing it back to Steak and Burger. Same event, same great thing that highlights our club members. It's our annual event over here in Baton Rouge. It's on October 18th at the Crown Plaza. And so we will highlight our Youth of the Year, which actually comes out of our Slot L Club this year. She'll be speaking. Our kids get to perform, so there'll be multiple performances. Typically, we have an alumni that comes and speaks. We have parents that will come and speak. It's just a really, really fun event that our club members attend, and they come from all across our footprint. So it's not just club members from Baton Rouge. It's club members from all of our non-clubs that attend.
So tell me about how does the event play out? I mean, you're sitting in there at the table, but you're at a dinner table with kids sitting at the table with you.
Yes. Yeah. So every table is a mix of adults and our club members, and they're of all ages that are in attendance. And it's similar to PB&J, where you're just sitting there and you get to know the club members. The element of entertainment is obviously there, but it's attended. You can buy a table for the event and, bring your company in, and it's a really, really fun event in the evening.
One of the first ones of the Steak and Stakes back was that I ever went to, we were sitting at a table with kids, and there were some age-appropriate books for the little kids on the table, and we're like, you get to take that book home with you. And this one little girl started crying, and I'd never owned a book before.
Oh.
And, so wow, she was so excited because she was going to have her own book. It was a cool night.
Yeah, we've had the books there before. We've done some bike raffles in the past. It's an amazing, and if you haven't been, I highly encourage you to look at attending in October.
It really it's a fun night, and it when you just see the kids light up and how excited they are about it, that's what's really fun about it.
Oh, absolutely. It is a kid focused. It is about our mission, and it's about what we do, but it's the stars of the night are definitely our club members.
And so that's coming up when?
October 18th. It's at the Crown Plaza.
Okay. And if people want to find out about Steak and Burger, got to get used to saying, because it used to be S-T-E-A-K and S-T-A-K-E,
yeah,
for a steak and have a steak. It was, so what's the Steak and Burger?
Steak and Burger is on October 18th. You can actually visit our website, BGC Metro Louisiana, and it's actually on our homepage, and get access to all the information about the date, the time, as well as how to purchase sponsorships for the event.
We're talking with Emily Sparks from the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Louisiana. We're coming up on a break here. We're talking with Emily Sparks from the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Louisiana, and you guys have, here in the Baton Rouge area, always been in the schools. It's one of the few places in the country that doesn't have its own standalone building, its own club. But that's about to change.
It is about to change. We broke ground this spring in Howe Park on the first standalone Baton Rouge Boys and Girls Clubs, and we're so excited about it.
This is really cool. I mean, this is so that there's actually going to be a Boys and Girls Club. And tell us what's going to be going on inside this big, huge building.
Obviously for us, it's going to be a location, a club that we're providing our programs and services that we've provided for years here in Baton Rouge. But it is, what's unique about the building is that it will provide wraparound services, not only to our club members, but to their families and caregivers as well. So we will have multiple agencies that have offices and can provide those services, from mental health to just basic needs that we can provide out of the club. So it's a big location, and we're hoping to start construction actually next month.
In Howell Park.
In Howell Park, yes. So Breck actually has a facility that's under construction, and we are adjacent to that location. And Breck is one of our partners there as well.
That is cool. Excited for the Boys and Girls Club to actually do that. So that you've got a facility of your own, you can do things not just from 3 to 6 at the different schools, but now the kids are going to be coming to you. You can expand your services, you can do a lot more. This is great.
No, it's really good. Actually, our CEO Angel Nelson has been very, very instrumental in making sure this really got off the ground and quickly, bringing in the community partners. And that's always been one of her visions since she joined the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Louisiana. She's been with the organization, the movement, for over 20 years, but coming here to Louisiana is really extending our hours and making the clubs accessible beyond that 6 p.m. hour.
Now, you got a big infusion of cash from the state to do this.
Yes.
And I think that's when, if you're going to take state dollars and tax dollars and invest in the community, this is a great place to put the money.
Oh, absolutely. We were so excited. The governor was 100% behind this, and we're hoping that through all the benchmark work that we did at other similar organizations in Atlanta and Minneapolis, that this is something that we can do not only here in Baton Rouge, but across the state.
Emily, really want to thank you for coming in and spending some time with us. Tell us again how people can get in touch with Boys and Girls Club and help out.
The best way is to visit our website. It is bgcmetrolouisiana.org, or you can also follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, on X, we're on Facebook, any social media, you can find us there as well.
Thanks so much. That's Emily Sparks with the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Louisiana.